American Samoa's best music mixes on 93KHJ. Want to welcome in studio, we have LBJ's Tropical Medical Center Chief Operations Officer, Dr. Jean Anderson. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning. Tayao Manuia.
Yeah, good to see you. And also joining us in studio for all the way from Rhode Island, who's a doctor there at the hospital, we have Chris Ferreira, who is with the Assumption University PA program.
Morning. How are you?
Good, good. So are you a doctor as well?
I'm actually a physician assistant or physician associate, PA.
Okay, I see. And you are here promoting the Masters of Science Physician Assistant program that's happening in partnership with LBJ, yeah?
That's right. So Assumption University is a small university in Worcester, Massachusetts, and we are developing a PA program there. Part of that program, you know, it's 12 months in the classroom, didactic, and then 16 months of clinical rotations. So those will be held all over the region there, but also we have a very important partnership with LBJ that we are working on right now, and our students will be coming down to the island to complete clinical rotations there at the hospital.
Okay, and then while they're doing that, how long will they be here for?
So the plan right now, so each rotation is 5 weeks in different medical disciplines. So each group of students will come down for 10 weeks at a time to complete two rotations back to back at the hospital.
Okay. And Dr. Jean, what does this mean for us locally with these PAs coming down here?
Oh, this is a huge deal for us, John. As you know, we're continuing to recruit for medical professionals every day, nurses, doctors, physicians, assistants. With the students coming down to do rotations, this also helps alleviate a lot of the burden, particularly we talked about in the ER with the wait time. You know, this really just helps kind of spread out the load as far as triaging, you know, following up with test results, and really just also, you know, doing one-on-one with each patient. So it really helps, again, add to our repertoire of professionals at the hospital. And so we're very excited about this partnership, and also for the community to see the different types of programs out there for our young people and for, you know, folks that are already in the healthcare industry who want to further their studies and further their training. This is another opportunity.
Great. So when does this actually begin?
So the PA program starts in January 2025, and our first group of students will be coming to the island for rotations in 2026. And we're very excited about, I mean, all the things happening at LBJ with the expansion of the ER and the ICU, and MRI is coming. And as Dr. Jean said, you know, with all of the expansion, you know, having students come down here, not only are they learning from all the physicians at the hospital, but they're able to be there, see patients, help move things along so that patients are seen and they get to see more providers and are seen quicker. And in conjunction with the physicians there, the students really get to be involved in the patient care directly.
All right. Excellent. Anything else that you guys wanted to mention while we have you both here?
Yeah, I know you mentioned something, Chris, about most of the students who come in the program already have experience in the healthcare industry. I think that's important, too, to note, right?
Yeah. Typical of many PA programs, the students come in with a prior, they have bachelor's already, and they have to have at least 1,500 hours of direct patient care experience. So we have a lot of like EMTs, CNAs, MAs, nurses applying to the program. And then we do this, the PA training, which is based on the medical model. So they're trained similarly to physicians, and they come out and do these rotations here. And I have a prior relationship with the hospital. I'm credentialed there. So I'm really excited to bring our new students down here so that they can also, you know, experience not only the hospital, but the community here in American Samoa.
Very exciting stuff here. So this is going to be happening in January of the following year, right? 2025?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, sounds like a good partnership. And Chris, good to meet you, man.
Same here.
And
thank
Dr. Jean, thank you for coming on.
No problem. Thank you always for the support, and appreciate the community support of LBJ Upgrades as well.
And we appreciate your support. Thank you.
93KHJ.